Okay, thank you, Jackie. So Jackie's helping me lead the service this morning. This is the first Sunday of Christmas and also St. Stephen's Day. I bring you good news of great joy. A saviour has been born to you. Alleluia. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Alleluia. He is Christ the Lord. Alleluia. We worship and adore him. Alleluia. Blessed are you, sovereign God, creator of heaven and earth. To you be praise and glory forever. As your living word, eternal in heaven, assumed the frailty of our mortal flesh, may the light of your love be born in us to fill our hearts with joy as we sing, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. And the Song of the Bride, verses from Isaiah 61. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, who has clothed me with the garments of salvation and has covered me with the cloak of integrity. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth puts forth her blossom, and the seeds in the garden spring up, so shall the God make righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her deliverance shines out like the dawn, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your deliverance, and all rulers shall see your glory. Then you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of God will give. You shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And we turn now to a time of confession and say together, in the light of Christmas, in the light of the gift of Christ Jesus our Lord, in the light of all this goodness and joy, we want to cast off our failings, our failure to stand with others in their weeping and sorrow, our turning away from the pain of others, our cowardice in the face of injustice and violence that affects the weakest and poorest the most. Forgive us, Lord, and change our hearts. Amen. God assures us that the dark shadows of our wrongs are wiped away, our sins forgiven, our slate wiped clean. With the gift of forgiveness, let us live in the light. Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. And we begin our psalm this morning by saying the refrain together. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and his judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. God of our earthly pilgrimage, feed your people with the bread of heaven, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness until we reach our promised land through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the
To the
Father
Father,
and to the Son and to the
and
Holy
to
Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who believe, for what God has promised will be fulfilled. And now Jackie has got our first reading from Isaiah, a wonderful reading that echoes that psalm.
Yes, it's Isaiah 63. Praise for deliverance. I will tell of the Lord's unfailing love. I will praise the Lord for all he has done. I will rejoice in his great goodness to Israel, which he has granted according to his mercy and love. He said, "They are my very own people. Surely they will not betray me again." And he became their savior. In all their suffering, he also suffered, and he personally rescued them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them through all the years. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our canticle this morning again, we begin with the refrain, a song of God's chosen one. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. There shall come forth a shoot from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, with a little child to lead them. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. And Jackie has our gospel reading.
From Matthew 2, starting at verse 13. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," the angel said. "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. And they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. "I called my son out of Egypt." Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. "Get up," the angel said. "Take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead." So Joseph got up and returned to the land of Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler of Judea was Herod's son Archelaus, he was afraid to go there. Then, after being warned in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee. So the family went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophets had said. "He will be called a Nazarene." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In September 2015, a now famous photograph of Alan Kurdi, a 2-year-old Syrian refugee lying dead on a beach, filled the media. Little Alan lay face down in blue shorts and a red polo shirt. His head rested on a wave as if on a pillow. He drowned on the 2nd of September 2015. The photograph circulated rapidly around the world. Alan drowned along with his brother and his mother while the family were attempting a dangerous crossing from Turkey to Greece on the Mediterranean Sea. I remember it well. Little Alan was roughly the same age as my grandson, and it is an image that has stayed with me since. When we turn to the gospel reading this week, we are plunged into the world, the worldwide reality of displacement. With the turkey barely cold and the sprouts barely digested, we are catapulted from tidings of comfort and joy to a reading that sees Joseph and Mary and Jesus fleeing as refugees to Egypt. The story tells us that while Jesus was still an infant, Mary and Joseph fled to Egypt to escape persecution by King Herod. While the historic accuracy of this story is open to debate, the underlying human condition is not. There are modern-day Herods everywhere. There are despots and dictators the world over, who care more about their own power than about human life. These flights for safety are undertaken daily. One of the things that startles me and shocks me and grieves me about Alan Kurdi is that he is just one child in millions. Within days of Christmas, we encounter its shadow side. Its dark side. The light of Christ might be shining in the darkness, but here we see that the darkness is doing all it can to try to overcome it. Jesus' own human story is rooted in the experience of suffering. Jesus didn't get very many cozy minutes in the manger before he was homeless at birth. Uprooted again, crossing dangerous borders and dangerous regions to find refuge in Egypt. Even after finding some safety in Egypt, Jesus' family returned to Judea, only to flee again to Galilee, where they settled at last in Nazareth. I think perhaps we use words like displacement and trauma to separate ourselves from the details of what it means to be a refugee. Both the gospel and the photograph of Alan Kurdi don't allow us that privilege. The reality of being a refugee is found in the details, being deprived of choice, having food meted out in tiny cupfuls, making dangerous crossings in the hope that you will find something bearable on the other side. It is a fact that when goodness springs forth, evil will strike back. We can see this today, St. Stephen's Day, immediately following Christmas Day. Stephen was the first Christian martyr, the first to lose his life for following Jesus. Stephen's light shining in the darkness, his discipleship, his goodness, and his godliness infuriated his persecutors. They could not wait to get rid of him and to put that light out. Christmas is not just about joy, it is also about pain. It is about God with us. Jesus was born a human being to share fully in the life of the world, a world which is full of hatred, persecution, and sadness. Jesus, God with us, came to live in the darkness and the horror that surrounds us, the light shining in the darkness. The effect of Herod's persecution was utterly devastating. Joseph had already made the journey to Bethlehem because of the census. Now the family is off to Egypt. Those familiar with the stories of God's people would have identified Egypt as the place you only visited if you absolutely had to. The story resonates with the years of slavery in Egypt and eventual rescue to the promised land. Even when Herod is dead, Joseph fears Herod's son. Today, little has changed. Today, genocide, the abuse of children, and the maltreatment of vulnerable adults are very much part of a world that has lost its way. Conflicts throughout the world point to the continuing problem of human hatred, violence, and intolerance. The innocent suffer and die, and evil continues. It is into this world, the world as it is, that God comes. Jesus is God with us. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness does not overcome it, but it tries very hard to do so. In a lesser way, I expect most of us have experienced in our own faith journey when we are suddenly confronted by a brick wall or a savage personal attack. A plan which had been progressing well, which we believe to be in line with God's purpose, is suddenly met by opposition. When that happens, it is confusing and alarming. It can also be extremely painful. So, what are we to do? In Peter's first letter, he gives us this advice. We are to keep alert, resist evil, and remain steadfast in our faith. At times like this, when we are confronted by the darkness and evil in the world, all we can do is turn to what we know of the character of God. God is good. God is loving. God is just and faithful. And God's character can be traced consistently through the story of his people. The message of Christmas confirms the enduring faithfulness of God, who has stayed with those who follow him and has promised to carry them through this life and into the next. And the message of Christmas is also that God shares our life, the joy and the pain, and he shares it with us in Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jackie's going to lead us in our intercessions.
Let us pray. Lord, we pray for all those affected by tyranny, The children who are victims of someone else's war, someone else's prejudice, someone else's cruelty. We grieve over the violence in our world and the suffering of the innocent. We ask for your help, Lord. You have also suffered. You who see far more than we ever can, right into the deepest darkness. Lord, we lift the grieving, the despairing, the casualties of humanity's horrors, and plead their cause to you today. We pray for the children stolen and given weapons to bear, for those enslaved, violated, abused. We pray for the mothers and fathers who could not save their children, whose lives are a lament over what they have lost. O God of love, hear us. O God of light, vanquish the darkness. Come, our great rescuer, and make your presence known. In Jesus' name, Amen.
And the collect for the day. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your image, and yet more wonderfully restored us through your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that, as he came to share in our humanity, so we may share the life of his divinity, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, at this time of bright lights and celebrations, thank you for the joy and blessings of the season. Help us as we go to remain mindful of those who see more darkness than light and feel more sorrow than joy. Help us to do all we can to show them your love. Amen.
Amen.
May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, bless us and fill us with peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, now and always. Amen. Thanks, Jackie. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you in 2026.
Well, that's a long, long way away.
It sounds like it's a long, long way away, does it? But it's just round the corner.
Yeah.
It's just around the corner.
Thank you very much, Steph. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you have a good time with your friends, Angela.
Yes.
Well, it's my son and his partner. There are only two of them. So, but you've still got to do all the, you know what it's like.
Yes,
you will help out with the food.
You
and
could
drink.
Try delegating. You know that word? Delegate.
Indeed. Here the sheets. You can do your own bed.
Yeah, you know how to do it.
Happy New Year.
Happy
yes,
New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
See you on Sunday, hopefully.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lots of love.
Everybody.
God bless.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.